Functional language. Useful language for successful communication.
Persuasion. This is the first part in a mini-series on persuasion. More next month.
Persuasion. The act of convincing, persuading, motivating, inspiring someone to do something, often by giving them good reasons for doing it.
There are a number of tenses that can be used for persuading someone to do something. Here are a few.
Imperatives. Imperatives can be used as a very direct way of persuading someone to do something. For example, use this one. It's the best.
Listen up. I've got something important to say.
Just do it. You won't regret it.
Let's can be used if you're including yourself in the proposed action. For example, let's go to the cinema tonight. There's a really good film on.
Come on, let's go to the party. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
There is, there are. There is, there are can be used to introduce a problem-solution scenario. For example, there's something we need to talk about. I really feel that...
There are three things we need to do. Firstly...
There's a problem that we need to discuss. I think...
There are better ways of doing this. Personally, I think...
Conditional structures. Conditional structures can also be used. They're good for referring to the possible negative consequences of not doing something. For example, if you don't do it soon, it'll be too late.
If you don't tell them, someone else will.
If we don't act now, we won't get another chance.
If I were you, I'd get this one. It's much better.
Future tenses. Future tenses can be used for stressing the benefits of something. For example, I'm sure it's going to be fun.
We'll have more time to ourselves.
It's going to be much better in the long run.
It'll provide us with a solution to all our problems.
Futures can also be used to minimize any possible inconvenience. For example, it isn't going to take very long.
It won't take up much of your time.
An extra seat won't cost much.
Now watch a video with someone trying to be persuasive.